Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching. Here are players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise halfling ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Bryn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Last time, we got the word passed around that Fluffle had been cursed. And while you guys were enjoying a meal, conversations were had, and black tendrils began to appear from right here. So one here and one here. You guys attacked those, and while that was going on, Fluffle took the opportunity to run into the vault. You guys battled them off, and the Demogorgon punched its way through the walls and basically said, "Give me ruin, and I will let the rest of y'all live." To which there were a few that were highly against it, specifically Ivan. And you guys watched as Ruin was turned into a black shard and was then absorbed into the Demogorgon himself. Meanwhile, while this was going on, Flaffle met a robotic figure in the vault after speaking with the large entity in the crystal. Showed him some depictions of him and Mordekesh fighting together and a few others, while Warden began to awaken and approach. And we last left off with the Demogorgon turning around and leaving, and Mordekesh basically exclaiming that he had made an enemy of Rakhtalkesh. So that is where we will pick up. So yes, the Demogorgon has walked away with Ruin, and you see as Mordekesh and Imbuel begin to immediately walk towards the vault. And gives you guys an opportunity to speak. And as you guys do, sorry, I will let you get to that in just a second. Khazad, you are standing there getting ready to turn around and speak with Merlette, and you hear this.
Khazad, you're not alone. I'm here. I'm waiting. Come to me.
I'm sorry, fucking what? Okay, He's gonna shake his head and, like, is he just, like, hearing that in his mind, or is he able to, like, trace, like, there's a source that's coming from?
You can only tell that it is basically a message that was cast out into the ether with hopes of reaching you.
Holy shit. He's just gonna kind of lean against the wall like he just saw a ghost. Like, everything he was thinking about doing, planning on saying, he wanted to try to go after Mordekesh. And, tried to demand to find a way to get Ruin back, but now he's just in absolute shock.
Yep. Yeah, the rest of you have an opportunity to speak on this.
Ivan is just on his knees, fists clenched, pressed against the ground. He's not taking the loss well, and he is in a bit of an emotional wreck, as he will quickly stand up and march past Khazad, giving him a bit of a disgusted look, and leaves the place entirely.
Khazad does not even notice.
Equal Shamper Merlet.
Equal's gonna sort of get in this corner over here. So I don't know if now's a good time to let you guys know, but I may or may not have something on to the Demogorgon.
What was that?
What?
That's going to get Khazad's attention. He's going to snap his head over to the side and he's going to say, I'm sorry, fucking what?
Shit. So reaction as Khazad says that, I'm just going to go ahead and use Gift of the Gab, say fuck it, you know? Yeah.
I love that spell. I've never been able to use it though.
Hey, so what's the next move, guys? What are we gonna do?
Wait, what does
you
what
cut
does
out? So do? I didn't yeah. hear what you cast.
Yeah,
Gift of Gab is a reaction spell that basically says, "Oh, I didn't say that."
Oh, yeah.
So you don't remember him saying anything about the Demogorgon.
Yep. So it's probably better that I. Yep. That I didn't.
You're muted, by the way.
Yeah. That's great.
But
yeah. So what's the move, guys? What goes on? I'll sit here and mope. Or we gonna get a move on? Can't really get that black crystal shard back if we just stay here.
No, sure, we get Ruin back first as Merlet starts piling food into his backpack.
I mean, yeah.
Khazad's gonna head towards the vault because he wants to ask some questions to Mordekesh.
So as you start to walk this way, you see Flaffle on top of an, you said 8 foot tall robotic being, correct?
8 foot three. But I will remind you, unless we're actually going to retcon it, the party met her before Ruin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was taken.
No, you're right. But then you followed Flaffle in their last session, so y'all are coming back into the party. And not shortly after, you do also see Imbuel and Mordekesh return and kind of walk over here.
So everybody just goes in a place that we're not supposed to go into.
So they didn't say anything to Flaffle or Warden?
No. You saw them walk past you guys, just basically making sure that everything was okay. And they turned around and immediately started coming back this way. You can see that Mordekesh and Imbuel both have a very concerned look on their face. And Mordekesh speaks up and says, "It has been some time since Raktalkesh was this angry."
In my defense, I wasn't trying to sneak back there. I was just trying to get away from the thing that was trying to murder everyone.
No, you needed to see what was back there.
Oh. Well, can you get me past the door? Because I had some issues there.
Why?
I just want to see what else you had in there is all. I think it's a pretty cool collection. I like collections. Collections are cool. Plus, you know, you can actually, like, talk to me where, like, the like, orb thing back there can only, like, show me pictures in my head.
As soon as you say that, they both snap to you.
Oh, no.
You are saying you spoke with him?
Possibly?
Merlet is gone. He knows the best way to avoid trouble. Especially someone else getting him into trouble is to be out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
If by talking I spoke to it, I may have made a misconception, and he corrected me, showing me that you and him were like best buddies.
That he's a odd
way
of
fighting alongside something, and
you see the two of them look at each other for a second and then cut back to you. You are strange, little one.
I've been told that a lot.
The master has not spoken to anyone but us in many years. Centuries.
Does that mean I'm part of your club now?
Means you are important for some reason.
Oh. Neat.
Oh,
does it have to do with that curse?
He is a dragon?
That's right. Yes, dragon. Mm-hmm.
He is of draconic nature. Is he not?
That is more dragon than most kobolds should be.
Interesting.
There's some divinity in there, too.
Azad very slowly turns his head towards Flaffle.
You look at his forehead and he has one blue scale and one platinum scale on his head.
I'm going to roll a history check real quick to see if I understand like any kind of significance for that.
Okay, you can do history or religion.
I'm better at religion, so... But apparently not much. That's going to be an 11.
Even with an 11, it's not hard to discern. He is a red kobold with a blue scale. That should not be a thing. Something is watching him.
Of course. His odds just going to file that away for later, and he's going to turn around and he's going to look at Mordekesh. He's going to be like, how do we get her back?
Her back.
You look around and Ruin and Grim are not there. And you do not see Ivan or Merlet either.
Oh my god. Did it take like half of our party?
No, they just went outside.
Oh.
Well, some of them did.
Okay, I might have missed a few things.
You sure did, little one.
Apparently, you know, the Demogorgon got in here. I don't know why. I don't know how he could have got in here, but they took Ruin.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
how do we
a
get
bummer.
It back?
So as you ask that, we
what,
will now
what,
pan
what do you
out.
Mean get her back? You're talking about fighting the Demogorgon.
It's not a little thievery can't solve. I think she was just in a little crystal thing.
I mean, that's four She's eyes that you hand. Have to like get past instead of like two. So thieving might be a little more difficult.
I guess we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will pan now to Ivan and Merlette. Ivan, you walk outside in your current state. What do you do?
I walk outside and it's that lake, right? That
yes.
I just unleash all of my spell slots in a rage, an outburst of the guiding bolt into the water.
Yep.
And I understand that the phase rust is still there, but every single one just... That is... I have two free ones left. And then I have 1, 2, 3... Hold on, make sure that the guiding bolt is a functioning one that I can use. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, seven guiding bolts into the water.
And now we roll initiative.
I need you to roll 7 d20s for me.
Okay.
Fuck.
I will roll them all together. Okay.
Let me know if any of them are a 1 or a 2.
Actually, I should probably have not done that because now I can't see. let's see if I can look at...
None of them are ones or twos.
How do you see that? Oh, yeah, is it popping up on the dice thing over here? No?
You just have to go into the dice thing.
Log?
And
it's only showing me 1, 2, 3, 4 of them.
16, 3, Jesus
oh,
Christ.
I see, overhang. 16, 3, 3, 16, 17, 15, and a 6.
You feel the threes, like, those spell slots start to spark a little bit of the phase rust, but not enough.
He's just yelling at the top of his lungs. And once all of those spell slots are down, he... collapses once again and just starts crying.
You collapse to the ground again. Except as soon as you hit the ground, you feel a warm hand on your back. You look down at your back of your hand and you start to see this imagery of the sky start to implant itself like stars into you. You think at first this is another effect of the phaserus, but you clear your eyes and Merlette is standing there.
Turn and look at him.
Are you okay?
Wipes away some of the remaining tears. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that it's fine. Yeah. I'll be okay. Thank you for trying to help save Ruin with me.
No big deal. I mean, it's only natural. Don't want evil monsters to take other people away.
You say it's only natural, but you were the only one besides me that did anything.
Yeah, I don't know how things work with kobolds or dark elves or all the rest of them, but with halflings, we kind of think that people shouldn't get grabbed by evil monsters and carried away.
You'd think that would be common sense, right?
Yeah.
Reaches out for a handshake to you, Merlette.
She'll take it.
I'll try to return the favor, and sorry for always making fun of you. And
wait, you were making fun of me?
Back at the no blinking fish person's face place. Yeah, that was a joke. It wasn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't really care. Don't feel like you owe me. I don't think it was anything super noble. Anyways. So, is there any remnants of the guiding bolts?
Oh, yeah. It's this radiant energy is just traveling down the Dark Lake's, like, depths.
It's like a meteor shower down there.
Yeah.
Do you think you released enough magic here?
If I had more, I probably would release some more, but I am fresh out. So I guess I'll have to wait for another day, but...
You look at your hand, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stars is glowing.
You know, Khazad said something about the goddess of the moon or whatever. I don't know if I should even... I don't know if I should be a part of the party. I think I might just cause eventually everyone to go and die with the problem that I have. So I can tell that whoever this is trying to help me.
I think you're just fine. You definitely haven't caused as many problems as Flaffle.
Well, the drows would tell you you're wrong. They like to say a lot of things were because of me, so thank you again, Merlette.
Speaking of which, one real quick question. How does this magic thing work? Like, if we cast any magic, does the world turn against us, or...
He sighs a little bit as he turns back around. Well, if you're in an area that's been blessed and is sacred ground, you can cast magic freely. But as long as you're in this fog, mist, whatever it is, it must have an adverse reflect on how magic functions. Kind of like if you put a bead of light in between two mirrors, it'll brighten so much that the mirrors will shatter, so...
So even if it's like low tier magic, like not even an effort at all to cast?
He will cast light on his hands, which is a cantrip. No, those seem to be fine.
Okay, cool. And he'll unleash an Eldritch Blast just for fun.
What does your Eldritch Blast look like? What color?
Like dark gray outlined with green. Well, that's funny.
new power? Did you get that from making the contract with the demon?
Yeah. I mean, worth it, right?
Well, I don't know. It depends, but I guess I can't really talk as he holds up the glowing mark on his hand. I guess I can't really talk. Kind of in the same boat as you, just maybe not with a demon.
Oh. Well, I don't think any gods, says questionably, would make contracts with me. I'm not really the devoted type.
He chuckles a little bit. To be honest, neither am I. I didn't even know this person was even real until this all started happening. So,
wait, so the gods got the hots for you?
No, I think that it's just mostly something I don't probably understand, and they probably want something for me in the future. Most people tend to come out into that aspect, so. I'm sure there's a debt to be paid soon.
We have lots of myths about gods having the hots for other people.
Kind of like points at himself. He looks like he's extremely scrawny in like tattered robes.
I mean,
they're down for stick bug.
Mishra has entered the chat.
But,
I mean, I don't know anything about gods. I kind of left my family before any of that was taught to me.
Probably anyway. Saved you a lot of heartbreak. Family doesn't always bring good things, so. Thanks again, and you're a lot better than any of them give you credit for. Yep.
Oh,
a lot better thanks. Than I give you credit for. So, if this is how you how you want to go, well, I didn't mean that.
I'm. Thank you. I appreciate you as well. Maybe we should just go back in.
You go ahead.
Okay. Try not to explode any more magic.
He kind of tries, and nothing. It kind of like. Fizzles. I don't really have anything left to do. So.
Okay, boy.
Bye. Ivan will walk over to one of the rocks along the shore. Sit down, looking out over the water as he holds his hand out, looking at the light. I really wish I was strong enough to have stopped that. Maybe, if I reach out to you more and maybe I can become strong enough to stop it from happening again.
As soon as you say that, you blink and the roof is missing. There is no ceiling. It is just the night sky. The constellations that you use your magic through start to glow. One in particular glows very bright. And you hear faint angelic voice. Ivan, you are so much more. There is no debt to be paid. You have a blessing. My sister just spun it. With that being said, you now have a new ability. that star is a spell storing star.
Nuts. I have to add that in my notes to keep that. Or I can create an ability. So I can... How does that one function? Kind of like the spell storing ring?
Yes. Exactly like it.
Ivan will look up to the sky. And with a tear that rolls across his face from one eye down as it streaks across one of the stars, it evaporates as he enters archer form. As a bow manifests into his hands with owl-like feathers topping the peaks of the bow, he fires an arrow across the water. I will get stronger, and I will save Ruin. I will not let this happen again, and I will always remember that promise to you and to myself. As he uses the last charge to summon forth an owl as a wild-shaped companion that looks very much like Grimm.
Flutters down and kind of rests on your shoulder.
Ivan will spend some time out there in thought.
Very well. Merlet, you enter.
Oh, I will poke my head in and be like, are they still yelling at Flaffle or, like, talking with Flaffle about what he saw in the vaults?
Not really. They're over there talking about some weird birthmarks he got on his forehead now.
Okay. Edging.
Yeah, there's some crazy shit going on. Excuse me. There's some crazy stuff going on down here.
Yeah.
I don't know about this Underdark.
You can say shit. It's okay. Swear words are okay.
Alright.
Alright. No. No. Well. Are they trying to... Does it explain, like, his weird obsession with just lighting things on fire and taking over the world?
Not really, as Tickle just, like, sort of shrugs his shoulders. I mean, I guess they look pretty or something. Blue one's platinum. I don't know much about kobolds or dragons or... How's our guy Ivan doing? He's all right?
Merlet, you can also roll a history or religion check when he says that.
Okay. Um, 18 history check.
Those two colors should not be together at all. They are wildly opposite. I'm sure you as a player can understand.
Yeah. I understand. Well, kind of seems a little weird. Don't think those types of dragons get along that well.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Interesting. Anyways, Ivan had a little venting of feelings outside, and
Now,
well, temper tantrum.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but then I thought I should be nice about it. Then again, he did call me stupid several times during our conversation, so.
He did.
Yeah. Anyways, he's having a moment. I figured it was best to just leave him alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know them drow. They're a little dramatic about stuff.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I hear that.
Typical theater kids.
Yeah.
So yes, conversations can continue if you with everybody.
Yeah. Kazad is still wanting to, like, he's asked Mordekesh, how do we get her back? That's his main focus right now.
Mordekesh kind of looks over to Imbuel.
There were many things that was found during that interaction. Many voices and that creature's head. Are you sure Ruin is one person?
All I know is she was part of our team.
Nevertheless, she is with the Demogorgon. I've never seen a humanoid turn into a crystal like that. But it wanted Grimm, not her.
Oh, that wasn't just a part of her magic.
All of that is really fascinating, but that doesn't answer my question. How can we get her back? I know that thing can be beaten. I've seen it be beaten before. One of my kin beat it before. How do we get to it? How do we get her back?
You must go first. Go Cracklestock.
I told you.
There are tunnels beneath it.
Not a tunnel.
One of your friends works those tunnels.
Ah.
And is looking directly at you.
Interesting.
Azad's just going to sigh and he's going to shake his head. He goes, Gracklestud. Right. All right.
More power. Even Mordekesh and myself are not powerful enough. When the time comes, you will know.
Just gonna kind of pinch the bridge of his nose and shake his head.
You are a key factor in this. All of you are. Tame things with the dragon. Cracklestock has changed since.
And looks over to Flaffle once again.
Hi.
You were last there.
I've never been to Cracklestock. I've heard about it.
Bravo Baby is like a metaphor, you know, something to think about. Someplace you haven't been, inside your mind. I don't really know, but that's how I'm interpreting it.
He's eyeing you as well, Shampra.
What did I do? Hello?
Protect him.
I will do so with my very life. I will say, this is the weirdest room I have ever been in. Everything that has happened here has been crazy, and Shampra had to take a couple of beats out because I do not understand what's going on here. But a friend is gone. People now in our party have new powers, but we must continue. Even if Flaffle bears scales that he shouldn't, and Shampra...
Wait, what, huh?
You have a platinum scale and a blue scale on your forehead.
Oh, no. No, the blue scale's got to go.
I don't think...
No, I can't.
I don't
know
that that's possible.
I mean, scales can be... Is there anything, like, mirror-esque?
I could attempt to pull it off if you really want.
Your hands are very large. You're a very large being, and that's more of a delicate operation.
I can be delicate, and Merlette comes over with a knife.
Why don't you just paint it red?
Oh yeah, that's way smarter.
Where are you gonna find paint in the Underdark?
Is blood
make it?
Sorry, that was a little dark. That's not really about that.
Can Flaffle like see the reflection in Morden's like?
Yeah, you can see it.
Try to like get a hold of the scale and rip it out?
Very shiny.
You can try.
Yeah, what? Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
You're trying to pull your scale off.
Yes.
Just make a dexterity check.
Okay. That is 15.
You tug at it very delicately, trying to pull it out. It is easy enough to pull out.
Oh. Problem solved. Let me get rid of this other pest.
I don't know about the... I would have left the platinum one on.
I am a red kobold, and I am proud of that.
Give them to me.
Oh, yeah, here.
Papa knows a lot about scales.
May I inspect said scales there, DM?
You may. What are you trying to discern?
As much as I know about lizards...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We may be able to sell them as dragon scales and make a bit of money.
I don't know as much about dragons.
I'd get 50% of that cut.
You can have all of it.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
About how these are placed, if they're normal for a kobold, that kind of thing.
As long as we get to pull more scales from your body and use them for funds.
I hope that no more grow back. That was weird.
Give me a history check.
Eight.
You get the sense that you're looking at the root of this, and even with an eight, this is not like a dyed scale. It's a blue scale.
Shampra kind of pops open a vial, throws the scales in, pops it back, and he grabs Flaffle by the shoulder, looks at him and goes,
I don't know what you did down there, and I don't think you have to tell anybody you don't want to tell, but regarding our next couple of moves, what we do next, I feel like we need to be very careful, because whatever's going on with you is not normal. This isn't, these things that happened to you are not normal for kobold. Understand?
Hey,
I'm also not a normal kobold.
Shenbren knows this.
Do they look like his normal scales, like apart from the color?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, they're his.
I have a look back in reflection. Has anything changed there? Is it
just two scales missing?
All right.
So, is there any patches of scale that you're not really attached to? Because we could like sell your red scales too.
No, sir. I am proud of my red scales. You can have any more of the weird mismatch.
Okay. Fine.
But they shouldn't be anymore.
Mordekesh will speak up at this point.
I can get your two crackles dug now.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Wow.
If that is... There is a teleportation circle.
Question.
Hi.
Would that be wise, given the phase rush?
At this point, I'm willing to risk it over having to travel through the Underdark for another fucking day.
Well, I mean, it could put us further back in the Underdark, and then we have to travel through more of the Underdark to get to where we're going.
What do you mean by this? I just teleport you.
Okay, so the phase rush, the stuff that's all around us, right? Fucks with magic. Still not entirely sure how. I'm working on that. But a good friend of mine did let me know that teleportation and this stuff may get messy. And seeing what I've seen of it so far, teleportation magic and this stuff does worry me some.
How interested are you in finding your friend?
Who, me? Semi-invested. If I'm being honest.
Then is it not worth the risk?
No.
What say you?
Because if I turn up in Gracklestug inside out, then I'm not really going to be much help to anyone.
Raffle. Keep in mind what you have done in this room, where you have gone, the deals you have made. I don't understand it all, but it's probably far greater risk than taking teleportation to Gracklestug.
Azad just kind of snaps and points his fingers at Chambra. That.
Chambra then takes, points and he says,
"You three stay with him."
And three of the spectral lizards from the swarm jump on Flaffle in a guarding pose.
Okay.
They will keep
Hey, what's up, guys? Okay, if we're that interested in doing it, Mr. Mordekesh, do you also have the ability to send a message and receive a message?
Yes, Imbuel does.
Wonderful. How about we get ourselves a test subject, someone willing to make the sacrifice to get teleported to Gracklestug, and then we can simply message them to make sure they made it all right, and they are in fact in Gracklestug, before sending the rest of the party.
Oh, I've been injured.
I cannot die.
I'll do it.
Ah!
Yep. Champer's going to talk to everybody, including Imbuel and Mordekesh telepathically, but Flaffle and Go.
I think we should just do it. He's going to throw... I don't know why he's so worried, but if you have the power, if we don't have to move, just do it. Send me a sign if anyone disagrees.
Kazad just kind of nods and walks over to Flaffle, and he's like, uppies?
Oh, no. I have better uppies now. Warden, uppies, please.
Warden will lean down, pick him up, set him
He's
on
He's so much
shoulder.
Taller than you. I can see further.
Giant, walking, talking suits of armor. Now I think I've seen everything.
We're buddies already.
I was a person once.
We're going to destroy the authoritarian governments.
That is even more interesting.
All right. It has been decided.
What else?
He snaps his fingers.
No.
And you all teleport.
Yo.
I need someone to roll a D100.
I'm rolling.
All right.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Because I told you. It's 14.
That feels bad.
What would I have gotten?
Like that.
A 50. I would have gotten a 50.
That feels bad.
Suffer the consequences for your actions. You should have listened to the kobold.
Well, he said one of us, so you rolled it for all of us. So.
Okay. So, let me pull up something really quick. All right, I rolled a 17.
You all turn it inside out.
I'll fuck the counter. Blow me.
Okay, why is this not working?
Become one giant Cronenberg monster.
Just a big bag of meat.
Flapple's head is just permanently affixed beside Ivan's head on this. Hello. Now you can hear family. Me for eternity.
I'd so, learned the spell silence for that shit.
You guys are whisked away. Merlette, you are given a brief second before you are teleported from Mordekesh to look at you and say,
"Do not forget the shards."
He'll mock salute.
Turn the shards or suffer my curse.
First of all, fuck you.
And the next thing that you guys know, you are standing at the gate to Gracklestog.
He kept and sent us inside.
And you all are looking around. Get everybody on the map. You guys look around and you are at this gate adorned in white flags with red flames on them. You look around and you are missing Tikal.
I told you. Teleportation. And phase rust, bad idea. Now we've lost the fairy. He was my favorite.
I was willing to test it, like Flaffle said.
Thank you. We have a voice of reason.
Shampoo's not so sure. It's the Underdark. Things don't happen how they're supposed to. And we just left a very, I don't want to say evil, but not so trustworthy source.
Amir, I need you to make a perception check as they're talking.
Okay.
It's fine. We'll find him.
We've got a lot of people to find.
He looks to Flapple with like a bit of seriousness to it, like not a bit, but a lot. We will find them.
I'm going to start putting bells on all of you. It'll make it easier.
Got to find the shard. Got to find Ruin. Got to find Tickle.
What about a shard?
Got to find the shard.
The shard.
Well, many shards.
Many shards?
Were you not there?
I'm missing a lot of time throughout this past day for various reasons.
I'm just asking because I wasn't paying attention.
So I don't know whether or not you're physically red. Have been there, but mentally I may have been checked out because I've been hit by an axe or half eaten.
I'd like to look around the area, see if perhaps maybe Tickle isn't missing, just not himself because of the magic, or if there's anything or any onlookers or anyone approaching us. Or
make a perception check.
Just being a little bit cautious. Guidance.
Okay, because Kazadji as well.
Yeah.
16 plus 1, so 17.
Okay.
That's a nat 20 for 23.
Okay.
Might as well make it better. Guidance. Oh, wait, no, I revoke that guidance. Ivan isn't happy with Kazad.
You rolled a natural 20?
Yep.
You're looking up at the
I don't like it when he makes that sound.
Yeah.
You're looking up and you see the gates are empty. There are no guards. But you do see one individual kind of staring at you guys intently. Amir, if you'd like to describe your character.
So, what you guys see is essentially this robed figure. You can't really make out what's on his robes because he is literally smothered in dirt and grime. Like, this guy doesn't even have shoes on his feet. And, funnily enough, it seems like he's holding out a pan. And he just sort of shakes it and you hear a clink. Howdy, y'all. Name's Sugar Shack. Very nice to meet you. Anybody got a spare coin? Silver, copper, gold, whatever you can spare.
Oh, I know these types. Everybody keep a hold of your coin purse.
Ivan walks over and sets his 10 gold into the pan. Ooh. That's all I have.
Shamper kind of approaches.
You know what?
And just goes,
hey, are you hurt? Can I give you a look over and make sure you're okay?
Quite all right. Thank you, little guy. Well, in return to this 10 gold, today's your day. You just ran into the most veteran person in Gracklestuck. I can be your tour guide if you need it. We got a weapon shop, an apothecary, and that word again, the opposite of democracy. Oh yeah, a dictatorship ran by a cult of people that's, you know, they just like fire. Which one would you like to hear about first?
I'd say the fire dictatorship.
Wait.
As soon as he hears Flaffle talking, he just like, that's exactly what he does. He backs up. Is that there a talking kobold?
They all talk.
Kobolds talk.
We all talk.
Yeah, but not so civilized like this one here. He's even off his leash. How'd you get this one trained up?
He
so
does not have a leash.
I took care of my leash, sir. I am a free kobold.
he just walks up to him and he just like he
I am on top of Warden.
Did you see Merlette smiling at Warden?
Big shape look down.
He just sort of looks up.
Okay, we're gonna ignore the
hearing this.
That
it's so funny, by the way, out of game. On my screen, Myth and Amir are literally on top of, like, Myth is up here, Amir's here, and y'all are just looking down at each other. And
Okay. Hello. So I'm going to ignore that. What happened to Thunderchild?
Oh, he went missing a couple of years back. Speaking of, you're a kobold, right? You know about dragons. Can you think you can sniff them out? I got a gold piece for you.
What?
Huh? Shiny, yes. Shiny.
Can Champra flick Sugar Shack in the forehead?
Absolutely.
He walks up and
grab the gold piece.
Reaches up and flicks
you. I want to hear what he wants for the gold piece. Get the gold piece.
Listen, I'm into you being our tour guide. You seem cool. But don't talk down to my son. Don't talk down to me. Don't talk to the rest of us. That's not cool.
Maybe look it up. Well, shucks, I guess I can't take a step back on that one if that's what you need. I mean, it's just how I was raised.
Sugar Smacks.
You know, she didn't have a good relationship with the last kobold she was married to. Didn't work out for her.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to just ignore that.
So anyways.
That. Where are the guards? Why
the guards? No one causes problems around here, no siree. We're in the great town of the... Oh, well, steps to a little... He looks at his palm to look at the scribbling.
Are you really from here?
Absolutely!
Uh-huh. Why do you have stuff written down your hand?
Well, you know, when you get
that's
to a
dementia?
Certain age... You know, I thought we got past talking down to each other. You know, I may be old, and I may be forgetful. It does not mean that I am unskilled.
No one is saying you're unskilled.
I'm just asking you if you have a disease.
Maybe. Also, who is dementia?
What's it to you? What?
Dementia is a medical term, Champra. It's what happens when people get old and they start forgetting their past and forgetting where they are and who they are. Oh. Looks to you. Yes, I'm calling you old.
Strokes his long-ass goatee that he's never shaved.
Strokes his silver-white hair the same color as you.
Flapple lets out a large sigh and scrambles down Warden before walking up to the door and just gently knocking.
No, it's open.
Yeah,
that's just for the pretty picture.
The door just...
Gazad's going to, pull his cloak
Flapple
over his
stairs inside.
And he's going to go in as well.
Okay.
Alrighty,
what do I see as I look inside?
We will show that on next week's episode.
Remember to like and subscribe, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.